Hello, hello, hello. Do you like sports cars? What about muscle cars? Yes, there is a difference between sports cars and muscle cars. Well, my name is Gabe, and you are tuning in to Studio Classroom on the first day of October for a lesson that is called Muscle Car GT Magic. What's this all about? Open your magazine and let's find out. Here we go.
Muscle Car GT Magic. Driven by passion. When thinking of boutiques, we often imagine jewelry and clothing shops that women frequent. But are there boutiques for men? Yes. Nestled in the Hualong Mountain area of Hsinchu County lies a men's boutique. That is how Kevin Luo, sales manager at Muscle Car GT, describes this company that reproduces high-quality parts for classic cars. The average customers are 40 to 65-year-old men from around the world. The problem: finding spare parts is the biggest problem for collectors of classic cars, but this company can help collectors overcome this challenge because they deal with cars built from 1932 to 1974.
Welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 nestle 这个动词。注意这个字里面的 t 是不发音的，念成 nestle。nestle 在这边是指坐落于或者是半隐半现的处在某个地方。例如 ,the school is nestled in a beautiful valley. 这所学校坐落于一座美丽的山谷中。或者是 jazz cafe nestles between two tall office buildings.爵士咖啡厅藏身于两栋高大的办公大楼之间。继续我们看的是 reproduce 这个动词， RE 这个字首有再一次的意思， produce 是指生产，所以 reproduce 是指复制或重现。例如 to please his wife, Marsha's husband tried to reproduce the day that he proposed. 为了让老婆开心， Marsha 的老公试着重现他求婚的那一天。或者是 it's hard to reproduce the original paintingSince it was seriously damaged. 这幅画很难复制，因为原版被破坏得非常厉害。So Gabe, I know earlier we were talking about muscle cars and sports cars, and I know that there are some differences, right?
Well, yeah, actually, I was mentioning the differences between sports cars and muscle cars. I used to think maybe they were the same thing.There are some differences. For one, usually muscle cars have bigger engines than sports cars, and so they also tend to be more expensive than sports cars.
And you know it's funny, Gabe? I think that sports cars are very expensive, but muscle cars are even more expensive than sports cars.
Exactly. I think they both are classified as more expensive or fancy cars.There are more differences between muscle cars and sports cars, but friends, today we are learning about muscle cars, especially at this place called Muscle Car GT.
That's right. Our lesson is titled Muscle Car GT Magic. And let's start right at the top, driven by passion. I think that a lot of the people who work at this particular car shop are driven by passion, but this word driven by, this just means...motivated or determined by a specific factor or a feeling.
Okay, so what drives you? Maybe you are driven by passion as well. You have passion, and so it makes you do something. But what about if you're in school? What drives you to get good grades? Some people are driven by the idea of success or making lots of money.I want to get good grades so I can go to a good university so that I can make lots of money.That's what drives people. They are driven by this idea of success.
That's right. Or you could say, Kenny, he worked really hard at school. He wanted to do well. However, his motivation, or he was driven by a desire to please his parents.
He knew that it would make his parents very happy. Or, you know, my mom, mm-hmm. she's great. She wakes up every morning, makes us all breakfast, makes us lunches, cleans the house. But she's driven by love for her family.
Oh, driven by love. I think that is the best thing to be driven by. If you do something for somebody else, is it just so that they like you more? Or are you driven by love for that person? Okay, there is a difference. Okay, so think of some other ways to use that phrase, to be driven by something.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and read the very first sentence here in our lesson. When thinking of boutiques, we often imagine jewelry and clothing shops that women frequent. And of course, a boutique is just, well, it's like a small shop that you can find some specialty items.
That's right. It's a business that serves a special kind of client mm-hmm. or customer. Sometimes I think of maybe a winery. That's a kind of boutique. It's a very specialized kind of item that people are selling. Wine for people that like wine. And that's not everybody. Not everybody likes cars, but this is a boutique for people who love cars.
In Wilmington, North Carolina, of course, that's a state in the U.S., there are some cute little boutiques in Wilmington, and I love to shop there.
And now that is a different kind of boutique, and often these boutiques sell jewelry.
Jewelry.
Hey, speaking of jewelry, what is the difference between jewelry and jewels? I believe Ken and Steve have something to say about this in the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Today we'll talk about jewelry. We need to note first that jewelry and jewels are not the same.
No, they are not. When we talk about jewelry, we mean something like a necklace, a ring, an earring, or a bracelet. It is often made of silver or gold and has jewels or gems on it.
So a jewel is a gem or precious stone like a diamond, a ruby, or an emerald. They are very costly.
Okay, a jewel can also be a semi-precious stone, like an amethyst, which is purple, or an opal, which is cream-colored. These are also expensive, but not as costly as the precious stones Ken just mentioned.
So to distinguish the two, we can say a piece of jewelry may have a jewel on it.
That's a good way to remember it. Okay, and when gold or silver has a jewel or several jewels on it, we call that the setting. So, an engagement ring often has a diamond on it, right? Well, the way the diamond is placed on the ring is called the setting.
And we wear jewelry like we wear clothes.
That's right. That's the word to use when you put on jewelry.
珠宝的英文叫做 jewelry。jewelry 跟 jewel 我们要分清楚。jewel 也可以叫做 gem, 就是宝石。比如说 diamond, 钻石 ,ruby, 红宝石 ,emerald, 绿宝石 ,amethyst, 紫水晶 ,opal, 蛋白石都是不同的 jewels。而 jewelry 是个不可数的集合名词指的是珠宝。像戒指、项链、手镯都是 jewelry。jewelry 是可以wear, 穿戴在身上的。而 setting 用在 jewelry 指的是镶嵌在装饰品上的宝石。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. So, what kind of jewelry do you like to wear? Do you like to wear necklaces, earrings, bracelets? I know I like to wear all different types of jewelry.
All right, well, that's a good question to think about. We continue on here learning about boutiques for men. Well, one in particular is nestled in the Hualong Mountain area of Hsinchu County. It's a men's boutique, and that is how Kevin Luo, sales manager at Muscle Car GT, describes this company and reproduces high-quality parts for classic cars. Now, in order to get an ideaof this sales manager and what he does, let's take a look at this video.
So
we've come across something very interesting that's quite different from modern cars now that we want to have Kevin introduce to us.
Okay, so what we see here is what we call the bumpers. Unlike the late model bumpers, they are all painted, right? On the classic car, they always have the chrome bumpers, front and rear. Not just the bumpers are chrome. Most of the cars, the trim parts, also the mirrors, or the door handles, they are all chrome finished product. That's part of the reason why classic cars are so beautiful and so charming, because of all the chrome pieces.
And they make it shiny.
Correct, absolutely.
That was Linda, our editor. Wow, that was great getting to see Linda. Now, just as a review, what was that car part called that they were talking about? That's right, a bumper.
That's right. Well, friends, let's continue on here. The average customers for this place, this shop, are 40 to 65-year-old men from around the world. All right, that's not too surprising to me that 40 to 65-year-old men are looking for new car parts, or maybe even buying brand new cars.
That's right. Well, there's a problem that our lesson discusses. Let's read it. Finding spare parts is the biggest problem for collectors of classic cars. But this company can help collectors overcome this challenge because they deal with cars built from 1932 to 1974. And this is a great phrase right here, to deal with something.
That's right. That means you're managing something or handling something, okay? You know how to deal with car parts if you work at Muscle Car GT. We have more to learn right after this. So, stay tuned. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about a company called Muscle Car GT. And we already learned about the sales manager, Kevin Law, and what he hopes to do with this company. He aims to reproduce quality parts for classic cars, muscle cars especially. Now, there is a problem that we learned about. Some people who have muscle cars or these classic cars, because they're so old, they don't know where to buy spare parts for those cars. Well, I believe that Kevin has found a solution to this problem. Let's continue learning about Muscle Car GT.
Muscle Car GT Magic. Quality first. Using reverse engineering, Muscle Car GT builds a copy of each car. When making a car, they ask that the original car be shipped to them to be checked and repaired. Afterward, they do a 3D scan of the car to find missed flaws. Molds of the parts are developed, and necessary machinery for the production line is made. The edges of the machines are hand-sanded, so no defects will occur on the final product.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 flaw 这个名词。Flaw 是指瑕疵或缺陷，例如 The diamond has many flaws, so it's not very expensive. 这个钻石有许多瑕疵，所以并不是很昂贵。或者是 There isn't the slightest flaw in this china. 这个瓷器没有一丝瑕疵。Flaw 也指缺点。例如 Being too straightforward is Leon's biggest character flaw. 过度直接是 Leon 性格里最大的缺点。最后我们看 defect 这个名词。Defect 是指瑕疵或毛病。例如 The computer defect caused a major power shutdown. 这个电脑的瑕疵造成了重大的停电事件。或者是 The baby was born with a heart defect. 这个小 baby 一出生就有心脏的缺陷。Defect 也可以当动词，这个时候中音在后面，念成 defect， 意思是指叛逃、变节或者是倒戈。例如 The spy defected from Germany to England during World War II. 这名间谍在第二次世界大战的时候背叛了德国，向英国倒戈。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
So here we are in the muscle car factory, and I have with me Kevin Law. He's the sales manager, and he's going to talk about the beginning, how they casted the frames of cars in the very beginning in the 1990s. Kevin?
So whenever we got the sample, right, what we do first, we actually make a plaster of the product itself. A plaster is like when you break your leg, you actually try to use the plaster to cast your leg. And you can see the product sitting on top of the plaster, right? So the purpose of the plaster is actually try to make the shape or the curvature of the physical product. So, yeah. So this is how we get things started. This is the very initial stage of the entire reverse engineering process.
Okay.
Well, Kevin mentioned reverse engineering, and here we see those words again. Using reverse engineering, Muscle Car GT builds a copy of each car, and this reminded us of a related word, replica.
That's right. Usually a replica is smaller than the original, but when we're talking about cars, you can make a copy of a car that is a car replica, or the replica of that car.
That's right. Hey, Gabe, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
Earlier in our lesson, we saw this word spare. It's time for us to take a look at this word spare with the twins.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we will take a closer look at the adjective spare, which means to keep something for future use, so it can be available when you need it. Let's take a look at today's sentence. Finding spare parts is the biggest problem for collectors of classic cars. It is not easy finding extra parts for cars made in the 1930s or 1940s. In the article, the writer explains about a company who makes parts specifically for classic cars, which is great for those who have them. Let's take a look at an example sentence. Bring spare clothes because you will get muddy. Nobody wants to get their clothes on after they have been drenched in mud, right? Of course not. One should plan to bring spare clothes because they will need it. Serena, in 2 weeks, our good friend Mimsy will be visiting us. She can stay in the spare bedroom.
She can.
And she can use the spare bathroom as well. Now I will teach you guys another meaning for the word spare. The verb spare means to not harm or destroy someone or something. Here's an example sentence. Fortunately, the tornado spared everyone in the town. Nobody died or was harmed when the tornado hit the town. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, ladies. The last sentence of our lesson says the edges of the machines are hand sanded, so no defects will occur on the final product. Let's take a look at what this might look like.
We still have to do something with our bare hands. There's still something that can be replaced with the human hands. So with different tools such as the grinders or the grinding stones, this is a grinding stone, or the sandpapers. So what we need to do is actually use this kind of hand tools to polish the hands, to polish the tooling with our hands over and over again until the surface of the tooling is mirror shine. So this is very labor intensive and takes lots of time. So that's why experience here is very important.
In our culture article this month, we visited a men's boutique that is nestled in the Hualong Mountain area of Hsinchu. Kevin Luo, the sales manager, says that this boutique is not any ordinary boutique. It reproduces high-quality car parts for classic cars. By doing this, the company is answering one of the biggest problems that classic collectors have, finding spare parts. But because they make parts for cars that were built from 1932 to 1974, they have helped solve this problem. The company, Muscle Car GT, uses reverse engineering to build a copy of each car. The process means they need the original car to check and repair. A 3D scan helps them find any flaws they missed. They develop molds of the parts and have machinery made. They even hand sand the edges of the machinery so the final product won't have any defects.
And welcome to the SC Challenge. Today we have two very special guests. We have Alexandra.
Hi, everybody.
And over here we have Michael.
Hi, everyone.
And I think they are both very excited. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Of course I'm ready.
Great. Well, I am going to read three different sentences, and these two contestants are going to try to fill in the blank. Let's see how well they know today's words, and of course, let's see how well you know the words from today's lesson. Okay, let's get started. The first sentence. Your research paper was blank, so I'm giving you 100%.
Me. Flawless.
Flawless. Let's see if that's the correct answer. Your research paper was flawless, so I'm giving you a 100%. Great job.
Yay.
1 point for Alexandria, and no points for Michael yet, but that's okay. Number two, the teddy bear is blank in the little girl's arms.
Me.
Oh, that was a close one. Michael, what do you think?
I know, should be mini mana. Oh, I think should be the first one.
Oh, nestled.
Oh.
Nestled. Let's see. The teddy bear is nestled in the little girl's arms. Great job, Michael.
Thank you.
You now have 1 point. It's a tie, friends. Let's see who is going to break this tie with the third sentence. Here it goes. We need a blank tire to replace the flat one. Over here.
Spare.
Let's see if that's the correct answer. We need a spare tire to replace the flat one. That is correct. Well, our winner for today is Alexandra. Great job. Thank you so much for playing, Michael. You did very well.
I know the answer.
You knew the answer? Okay. Well, friends, I hope you were able to guess the correct answers, and thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time. Well, friends, I sure hope that you got all the answers correct. Gabe, what are you doing?
Rebecca, I'm getting ready for a job at Muscle Car GT.
Well, that's not going to help. Anyway, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we will see you tomorrow as we continue this lesson on muscle cars right here on Studio Classroom.
There will be a difference, Rebecca. Just wait and see.